Colin stood in his brother's foyer and watched the feisty woman with the strong southern accent return her weapons to the desk. He recognized the look of pity on her face, and he didn't appreciate it one bit. He didn't deserve pity, especially from someone like her. He watched his brother step back and invite the woman to accompany them into the great room, and then his brother began the introductions. "Colin, this is Miss Emma Bowen, the woman I told you about. She left Charleston and moved to Angel Creek very recently to start a new life. Miss Bowen, this is..." Colin interrupted and interjected his own introduction. "I'm Colin Cassidy, Quinn's younger brother. I'm sure you've heard all about me, but in case you haven't, I'm the one who should have been left for dead. The fact that I wasn't must be some kind of Christmas miracle. So wonderful to make your acquaintance." He bowed stiffly to the woman, sarcasm dripping from his lips. He watched with morbid satisfaction as the woman struggled with her shock at hearing his words. But she barely missed a beat before she offered him a proper curtsy any Southern belle would have been proud of, and a greeting with the politest of smiles. "Mr. Cassidy, I'm sure your declaration is greatly exaggerated, since I know how grateful your brother and sister-in-law were to hear you were alive. And although I don't understand the reasons why you feel the way you do, I shall overlook your rudeness and welcome you home." The woman's words fell from her mouth without any sign of deceit. It took him a moment to check his own surprise, and he was about to offer the woman a rebuttal and tell her this was not his home when he saw the look of censure his brother gave him just before Quinn offered excuses for his rudeness. "My brother isn't himself at the moment, Miss Bowen. I do apologize for his ungentlemanly behavior. Now, if you will excuse us, I will show him to his room and get him settled."
"I'll be happy to fill him a tub of hot water."
Colin was getting pretty irritated with other people making plans for him. After all, he was a grown man capable of making his own decisions. Whether he chose to make them or not was his business. His brother might be acting high-handed, but he literally had the upper hand. This pampered little miss did not, and he was going to set her straight at the get-go. "Miss Bowen, I don't want you to—" Quinn interrupted him. "What my brother is trying to say is that he doesn't want to trouble you, but he would be ever so grateful for that bath. It's been a long journey, and he would be more than grateful to remove the stench of filth before he climbs between the clean sheets my wife has labored over. Isn't that right, Colin?" Colin gave his brother a go-to-hell look. Quinn shoved him toward the stairs and the second floor. Just then, a baby with a healthy set of lungs made its presence known. Colin watched his overbearing brother's aggravated scowl morph into a wide-mouthed grin. "Ah, my boy is awake. Come on, Colin, you can meet your namesake."
"My namesake?"
Colin stammered as the baby's cry grew louder and more incessant. "Yes, I named my firstborn after you. It's going to be up to you to set a good example for the lad. Now, get moving." Colin moved up the stairs at his brother's insistence. Careful to hold on to the railing, he stumbled a couple of times trying to navigate the staircase. But each time his brother's hand reached out to steady him. Perhaps he could arrange to break his neck, and then his brother and his family would be spared the presence of his worthless hide. He hesitated, giving the idea some thought. But each time he faltered, Quinn was right behind him to give him gentle support.
"I'll bring your bath water as soon as the water heats, Mr. Cassidy,"
Miss Bowen announced from the bottom of the stairs. When he didn't reply, his brother gave him a poke in the rib with his finger and a pointed look. He wanted to refuse any compliance at all, but his mother had raised her boys to be gentlemen, and being rude to the woman would be unforgivable.
"Thank you,"
he ground out between clenched jaws. Was that surprise on the woman's face? Did she think all Yanks were rude, illiterate bastards? Probably. How could she not? She was a pampered Southern miss, with an ingrained hatred of anything Northern. Hell, he wouldn't be surprised if she took it upon herself to scald him to death with the hot water and feign her innocence. He shook his thoughts away and headed up the stairs to follow his brother down the hall and into a doorway. By the time Colin caught up with his brother, Quinn stood in a room, clearly a nursery, holding a baby. So, this was his namesake. His heart ached at the sight of his brother holding his son. Colin had wanted a family of his own. At least, at one time, he had. Now, he didn't deserve one.